Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. When you set out to establish yourself as an author, one of the most important things you can do is create your own brand. Some dismiss the idea of personal branding, arguing that a person can't be branded. Well, I disagree, on the grounds that you should look at your authorship as a business and your book as a product. Many writers don't do this and look at themselves as artists and their books as pieces of artwork. The problem with this is that it usually doesn't go any further than that. Their books don't sell because they're not looking at it as a business. And businesses brand themselves, right? So you're no exception. As a business with a product, it's your job to present yourself to your readers and followers just like a corporation would present itself to the general public, that is, professionally, cleanly, and consistently. Hopefully, you already have your own author site, but even if you just have your free blog, take a look at the theme you're using. Assuming you're happy with it, think about what drew you to that theme in the first place. Why did you choose it? Was it the colors, the fonts, the simplicity, the flashiness? Whatever it was, make an effort to incorporate those elements as much as you can into your other sites. And by sites, I'm referring to any website you have a presence on, whether it's your free blog, your author site, a social networking profile, or one of your articles. Here's the thing. If a visitor is on your author site and clicks your Facebook link, he'll know it's your Facebook page he's going to. But if he just stumbles across it randomly and sees your name, he may not know right away if it's you or another person that has your name. That's where consistency comes in. When you use the same photo on all your profiles, and to the extent possible, the same fonts and colors, you'll be instantly recognizable as you. And you want people to feel at home right away, no matter where on the web they're visiting you. And here's another important reason for branding that took me a while to understand. When I was younger, I would look at companies like Coca-Cola and McDonald's, companies that did a lot of advertising on TV, and wonder, why do these huge multinational corporations need to advertise so much? Doesn't everyone know what a Coke is? And isn't everyone already familiar with the Golden Arches? I later learned that it was through such aggressive branding that these companies were so well known in the first place. They've done such a great job that now all you have to do is see one small part of their logo and you can instantly identify the company. And the TV advertisements are there to keep that brand constantly in the forefront of your mind so that after a while, their brand sinks into your subconscious, where the mere mention of their name can call it up and create an immediate desire for the product they're advertising. But no matter how big or small the entity, even if it's just you, the principles of branding are the same. Over time, your photo and your look will become associated with your name. Your name will become associated with what you've written, and what you've written will become associated with something worth reading. You'll notice that all of John Grisham's book covers have a similar look. It makes them stand out and helps you pick them out right away. And now, his name has become synonymous with riveting courtroom thrillers. You can even create a simple logo. We don't all have degrees in graphic design, nor do we have design departments like big companies do. But we can still take some simple steps to make all of our online profiles look good. It's truly not difficult. And I was able to create a header design for Dream Playwright with a minimum of effort. I found some images of old-fashioned typeset letters online, cut them out and strung them together, took the same picture that I use across all my sites, tilted it, and put it off to the side, then chose a nice brick red color for my tagline. And that was really it. Now, I use the Verdana font and that same red color everywhere I can. As for graphics programs, you can go all out and buy some expensive software, but you really don't need to spend a lot of money. In fact, it can be free. Two great programs you can download right now at no cost are GIMP and Inkscape, and I've included the links to those in the resources section of this episode. There's also Microsoft Paint, which is pre-installed on any PC. I actually use all three of these because I've found there are certain tasks each one performs better than the others. Branding yourself online doesn't have to be difficult, expensive, or overwhelming. And by taking the simple yet essential steps I've talked about here, you'll be recognizable to more and more of your followers, no matter where you happen to pop up on the web. Do you have any questions so far? This podcast is based on listener feedback and questions, so you can ask your questions at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. I also offer one-on-one phone coaching to help you express your ideas in writing and make your sentences sparkle. For information on coaching, go to dreamplaywright.com/coaching. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.